how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We may have some major updates on the New York Knicks and their next potential move. Now, if you know the Knicks and you know Leon Rose, they never announce anything right away. They hold the information close to the vest, and only when they're certain, that's when they're going to make the announcement. You guys remember former draft and stash pick for the New York Knicks, Rokas Jokubaitis, right? Well, recently, reports came out that he's ready to make his NBA debut. And with another move on the horizon for the New York Knicks, you got to figure Leon's next move is Jokubaitis. We're going to break down these latest reports, let you know what Jokubaitis has been doing in his time away from the New York Knicks, and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Knicks draft pick is ready to make his NBA debut. I feel like it's been several months since I did a video about Rokas Jokubaitis, but that's for good reason. He's not been in the NBA. He hasn't been part of the New York Knicks, so really, there hasn't been a reason to do a video about him. But he has been killing it, for what it's worth, in the EuroLeague, getting accolade after accolade after accolade, and also, his three-point percentage, it's shooting up. It's skyrocketing. Right now might be the perfect time for him to join the NBA, because if you got that three-point shot locked down, it could really help open up your game and make you open for other teams in the NBA. Not just the New York Knicks, but that three-point shot makes you attractive to everybody. Let's break down the latest reports on the New York Knicks former draft and stash pick, Rokas Jokubaitis. According to a EuroLeague insider, Rokas Jokubaitis is expected to leave Barcelona at the end of the season. The player will play in the summer league to pursue the NBA dream. Should he stay in Europe, Žalgiris Kaunas is a favorite to sign the Lithuania point guard. Now, before we break down this report about Jokubaitis and his potential impact for the New York Knicks, I think it will be helpful to give you guys some information on just who Jokubaitis is, because half of you guys watching this video right now know exactly who I'm talking about, while the other half have no idea. So here's a little bit of information on the Knicks draft and stash pick, Rokas Jokubaitis. Rokas Jokubaitis, now 23, was selected with the number 24 pick of the 2021 draft. The Thunder traded his draft rights to the Knicks that evening. He appeared in three summer league games that year. Jokubaitis reportedly signed a four-year contract with Barcelona in 2021, with options on the deal for each of those seasons. And if you want to talk about impact, here's an impact. In 28 EuroLeague games this season, Jokubaitis has averaged 5.7 points and 3.1 assists in 16.6 minutes. He has made 41.3% of his three-point attempts in his international career. Let that sink in. 41.3%. That is astonishing. When the Knicks first drafted this kid, they had a lot of players at the guard position already. They didn't need him. So at the time, they elected to basically draft and stash him in the EuroLeague and have him gain experience there. And he gained a lot of experience in the EuroLeague. He played there for the last 4 years. He came to the Summer League a few years, did some tryouts, but nothing ever stuck. He never joined an NBA team, and he kept going back to the EuroLeague. But as you saw, for his international career, he is shooting better than 41% from three. That is astonishing. If he came to the New York Knicks or any NBA team and he was shooting that, he would probably be one of the better three-point shooters in the league. Let that sink in for a second. And if he played more minutes and got more attempts, maybe that percentage only goes up. Maybe he becomes an even better player, an even more dominant player from three. We don't know yet because he hasn't had the run in the NBA. But according to the reports that we covered earlier, it seems that Jokubaitis is finally ready to pursue his NBA dream and lock in to try to make the NBA. And given the accolades that he has, given how much he's doing in the EuroLeague, how much he's stepped up his game and doing everything he needs to do to showcase his skill set, I think an NBA team is going to give him a tryout, give him a chance, and see what he can do. Now, maybe that's just a spot on the Summer League team. And even if that's the case, I think Jokubaitis is going to make the most of that opportunity and do his best with the minutes that he gets to try to make any NBA team, whether that's the Knicks or another team. But if I can make an argument here, I do hope it's the New York Knicks. Now, you're probably going to write in the comments, Troy, have you seen our guard position already? We're good. We're more than good at the guard position. Yeah, we're good at the guard position now. What about in the future? What about next season? I've said it in so many videos and so many reports have come out about this already. The New York Knicks are looking to make a major trade this offseason, whether that be for an all-star or for a superstar. If you're doing that, you need to include certain players and you need to include certain picks. So if you're going to do that, you might lose a couple of these guards. Maybe you lose Alec Burks in a deal or a trade. And if that's the case, you need to
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Replace him. If you want to replace him, who better to replace him with than a young, ascending, up-and-coming guard in Rokas Jokubaitis, somebody who can already give you exactly what you need off the bench. Three-point shooting. 41% for his international career in three-point attempts. Let's get that right. While you're thinking about Jokubaitis, that three-point percentage, and how he could be impactful for the Knicks team if he joined us, also consider this. Leon Rose loves to upgrade the bench either at no cost or at low cost. A 23-year-old guard that is ascending, that has the three-point percentage that you're looking for and that you need in the NBA. If you're able to upgrade your bench with that type of guard at no cost, that sounds like a Leon Rose type of move. And this right now is all pointing to Leon Rose making this move in the offseason. Because think about it. If Leon Rose makes a major trade and gets us that star, that all-star, that superstar that we've been waiting for, that makes this New York Knicks team a legit contender each and every year for the NBA Finals, and then he can help upgrade the bench with young guards like Jokubaitis, if Leon Rose is able to do that and pull that off, he is going to go down as one of the best basketball presidents for the New York Knicks ever. I'm talking about in basketball history for the New York Knicks. That's how good and that's how impactful a move like that could be. Let's not forget as well, too, he could still very well win Executive of the Year given the moves he's done for the New York Knicks alone this season. If you add an all-star trade and also adding a young guard in Rokas Jokubaitis to the team off the bench, that just is a cherry on top of all of the good things Leon Rose has done for the New York Knicks in his tenure as basketball president. And I gotta say, starting off, a lot of people, including myself, was very critical of him. But he slowly and surely convinced everybody in New York, including myself, why he is the best person for the job. I'm not questioning Leon. I'm not questioning the Knicks front office. I'm not questioning any decision that they're making moving forward. Because if they're making the decision, that means there's a very good reason they're doing so. So I'm not doing anything like that anymore. I'm trusting Leon. I'm trusting the front office. And I'm trusting everything that they're going to do. And if they add a kid like this from the EuroLeague, I'm going to trust that move too. And if you're still not sold on Jokubaitis, if you still think, you know what, he's a good EuroLeague player, but he's not going to be a good NBA player. Well, you know what? Let's hear from another player that played in the EuroLeague with Jokubaitis and also plays in the NBA right now. And let's see what he thinks about Jokubaitis and if he could potentially make it in the NBA. Shout out to the account New York Basketball on the app X for giving us the following information. Jonas Valančiūnas last week on Lithuania teammate Rokas Jokubaitis. Well, Knicks drafted him. Let's see if they bring him up or keep him in Barcelona. He's shown he can play international. The championships and the World Cup, he's having a great year, and I think he can play in the NBA. What else do you need? Are you sold on Jokubaitis yet? Three-point shooting, he gives you that. You have a current NBA player, a dominant NBA player, if I should say so myself, in Jonas Valančiūnas. Honestly, guys, if he was available, I would want Leon Rose and the Knicks to go after him because I love his game and I love his style of play. But let's just go back to his comments. He gave high praise to Rokas Jokubaitis. Even stated he could play in the NBA today. That's all I need to hear at this point. I want the New York Knicks to go after this kid. I want them to add him to the Knicks roster. And I hope he shows out in the summer league. I think he will. But if he shows out in the summer league and he also gets a spot in the preseason on the training camp roster and he does good there, I hope and pray he can make the team, make the roster, and join the New York Knicks. And if he's even given 10 minutes, 15 minutes, he is going to make an impact. You want to know how I know that? Because look at this. In 28 EuroLeague games, like I mentioned earlier, he's averaging 5.7 points and 3.1 assists, and he's only playing 16.6 minutes. What that tells me is he's okay with low minutes. He has an impact no matter what he does or when he plays and when he's out there. He always produces and he always gives you something. Off the bench, what else could you ask for? You want a player that has something to prove. He has that on his shoulder. He wants to be able to do something in the NBA. He has a dream to join the NBA. The Knicks drafted him. He obviously wants to be part of the New York Knicks organization. If all of those things are true and he can have a positive impact for this team, I don't see why Leon Rose and the Knicks wouldn't go after him, wouldn't add him. And the Knicks want to make that all-star trade this offseason. If they're going to do that, like I mentioned, they're going to have to include some of our favorite players in that deal. And if they do that, they're going to have to replace those players. Who better to do that than a young ascending guard? I am in favor of Jokubaitis. I like this kid. I like his game. I also think if other NBA players acknowledge him, acknowledge his greatness, and think he can play in the league too, that's all I need. At this point, I want him on the Knicks. I want him on this team. I hope the Knicks can get him in the offseason. But what about you guys? What do you think about these recent reports that the Knicks draft and stash pick, Rokas Jokubaitis, is ready to make his NBA debut? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.